Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
What are those things that are draining your battery in the background? Because if you have goals and you have things that you want to do, it is going to pull from it. You are going to drain your battery way faster, and you may not even get to the things that you want to do because you're constantly tied up and exhausted in the things you're not pulling the trigger on.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multi-millionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you, and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8 8363. You can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
And we're actually live from our Airbnb in, wait, where are we right now? We're LA. We're in LA right now.
Because
we
have
been like Orange County. We've been LA. We've been Scottsdale. Back forth. Because we are still currently homeless. But fun update.
Well, we realized we did not update you last time that we did get the house.
In Scottsdale.
Yes,
the one that appeared last minute. We went, we saw it on our way out of town. It was a perfect house, made an offer that afternoon and got that offer accepted. So we're super excited that we have one out of two homes done, locked down, waiting to close.
Now we just gotta figure out what. I feel like it's House Hunters.
It's House Hunters.
We're like, will we choose number one?
House Hunters double duty because we're trying to find two of them.
Yeah.
So that really brings us to today's topic, decision fatigue. Guys, it's real. If you feel exhausted, if you feel worn out, if you feel tired and you can't explain why, investigate if you have decision fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, I would say, the computer windows running in the background? Do you have too many of them open? Are you constantly thinking about making big decisions? And
are you sitting in limbo?
Sitting in limbo. And if so, it's going to make you tired. It's going to make you feel run down. I've been like, God, I feel tired. I can't explain why. And you've been the same way. And it's because we have decision fatigue.
Mm-hmm. So there are different things that you can do in your life. Number one, you can absolutely go down a list of the open loops that you have. What are maybe some open conversations that you're going back and forth on? You know, oh, I need to have this conversation. I'm not sure when. What should I say? And start looking at each loop one by one and tackling it in that way. So pros and cons of that conversation. What does that need to look like and by when? And essentially what you need to do is start closing out your windows on your phone and your computer. Using that as an analogy, obviously. But what are those things that are draining your battery in the background? Because if you have goals and you have things that you want to do, it is going to pull from it. You are going to drain your battery way faster. And you may not even get to the things that you want to do because you're constantly tied up and exhausted in the things you're not pulling the trigger on. So what are the things that you need to do in order to start making those decisions? I know for Chris and I right now, it's a serious pros and cons list.
Mm-hmm.
It's a realistic, where are we fooling ourselves? Where are we trying to embellish things? Where are we being romantic?
Where are we selling ourselves?
Where are we selling ourselves and an idea just because we're looking at the very romantic part? And with the cons, like what are the true cons and what are the true pros? And sometimes those are hard to measure because they're not tangible, right? Mm-hmm. These are all scenarios. And that's why you're exhausted, is because we are creating in our mind every scenario and you are playing 5,000 movies a day of possibilities. When you're not doing this, you just get to focus, right? So those are the things that you need to do, is come up with that pros and cons list. I know that Chris and I are going to take some good time and do that coming up real soon, because we are. Every single day is something different. You can feed the idea that you want to a point where it's actually blinding you and it's not a good thing, or you can be feeding, you know, the negative to a point where it's blinding you and you're missing out on the full opportunity.
We are taking a quick break because clearly you are a podcast lover, which is why I can't wait to tell you about my friend's podcast, which is a awesome pick-me-up that you need to subscribe to. Y'all know I am a health nut and business junkie, and one of my favorite places to get all my wellness hacks and entrepreneurial motivation is my friend's show, The Angie Lee Show. She's a dear friend of mine who has seen so much well-deserved success and has such valuable advice to offer. You guys, she's a college and corporate dropout. I love that so much because she's proof that no path is linear. And she believes that curiosity is your compass. What began as a health blog in her college dorm room blossomed into an international brand that helps thousands of women. The Angie Lee Show is for the dreamer, the multi-passionate, the creative, the curious, the ADHD, the go-getter, the side hustler, and the ambitious. Angie has a refreshing take on entrepreneurship that will make you both laugh and cry tears of relief. If you have a dream tugging at your heart, which I know you all do because you listen to this podcast, but you're not sure where to start, this podcast is the perfect place. Recently, Angie has been talking all about ADHD and how so many entrepreneurs seem to struggle from it. Getting diagnosed later in life, her mission to normalize ADHD is beyond admirable. It's not a conversation many people are open to having. You can always count on Angie to bring light to those taboo topics. Every week, she's going to give you hacks to crush it as an ambitious woman, find your purpose, optimize your energy, and turn your ideas into income. You can find Angie's podcast wherever you get your podcasts and search The Angie Lee Show. Follow her on Instagram as well at The Angie Lee Show. You will absolutely love her infectious personality as much as I do. You guys, let's get back to the show.
And so point number two would be go get 3, 4, 5 people you really trust to be objective along with you and run your pros and cons by them. Let them call you out if they see that you're really selling yourself one way or selling yourself another, or maybe they're going to add a couple blind spots that you're not seeing or that you didn't want to see. Really assemble that committee, so to speak, to help you through some of these major decisions, because they're going to be able to have a totally different perspective than you. And it's not going to be blinded with either rose-colored lenses or dusty-colored lenses. It's just going to be them outside looking in and seeing things that you wouldn't see otherwise. And then number three, the third thing you can do, this sounds silly, but it helps. When you have major decisions going on and you're getting decision fatigue that's making you tired from them, then you have to see where you can cut other decisions out of your life temporarily. In other words, ordering dinner or going to a restaurant, go to the easy, familiar one. Don't try and pick something new that time. Getting dressed, throw on the simple outfit you know works every time. Don't try and try something new or stress over what to wear. I know these are real little things, but 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 small autopilot decisions a day instead of trying to make them new groundbreaking decisions. By just putting those things on autopilot, it's going to free up more energy for the larger decisions you're trying to make.
Yeah, try not to add anything new. Try not to add too much outward socializing on top of that as well. Those are all things that are going to drain your battery. Like, maybe try to just keep those conversations, like I said, to people that you really care about, whose opinions really matter, who've had a lot of experience in that department, because you're in a highly influential state when you are in between, when you're in a fork in the road of like your life is going to go in one direction or the other. These are really important decisions. So you're highly sensitive and influential. So be aware of your conversations, but also keep those open, because you can also decide to only talk to people who will influence it in the way that you want. So be aware, keep those objective as well.
Guys, speaking of decision fatigue, we now officially have more invitations out to qualified individuals for our elite mastermind for 2022 who are making the decision and dragging their feet on the decision, then we have spots available. Now, here's why that's relevant to you. We still have one spot available at the time of this recording. By the time you listen to it, one of these individuals with the invitation, they may have taken that spot. But I say, if you want to lock arms with us, if you want to lock arms with like-minded entrepreneurs, and by the way, this is the Elite Mastermind, it's for anyone who's going to earn more than $500,000 in their business in 2022, then hell, I encourage you to go apply. Like, if you want the one-on-one bi-monthly touch point with me so I can keep abreast of your business and be that objective sounding board we just talked about. If you want 2 in-person events for 4 days where we're getting together and working on your business as a group and learning new things. If you want the group calls, listen, if you're looking for people to understand why you tick the way you tick and to move your business forward faster than it ever has before, then what the heck? Go apply, see if there's a spot left. There's 2 ways you can do it. You can text me the word elite to 310-421-0416 and we'll banter back and forth via text, or you can go to chrisharder.me/mastermind. Again, that's chrisharder.me/mastermind and apply right away. So we'll see if there's a spot left when you hear this. The only way you find out is by applying.
All right, you guys, we are so grateful to be on this journey with you. I hope those ideas that we gave you help. And it is a real thing. So the faster that you can face those things, the better. And until next time, we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody gonna be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing, since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.
Hey, all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show, and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're going to love it. Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently, and most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori.